buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now, you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commissioned salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Hillary Clinton questioned the legitimacy of his election in 2012. Now he's going to show us that he can question or he can throw doubt about the legitimacy of our elections.
Condoleezza Rice appearing on MSNBC talking about Hillary Clinton and when she questioned the validity of Russian elections. Rice said that Russia trying to interfere in U.S. elections is nothing new.
I do think that they interfered in the election, but they've been interfering and trying to interfere for many, 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 many years in our elections. This is just a particularly effective way to do it. Cybersecurity is a new tool, in a sense, and a way to do it.
The Philadelphia District Attorney has announced they will not be filing charges against the engineer of an Amtrak train that derailed in 2015, leaving 8 people dead and 200 injured. While the DA acknowledged engineer Brandon Bostian was speeding at the time of the incident, he says there's not enough evidence to show criminal intent or criminal knowledge on the engineer's part. The train derailed after going into a 50-mile-an-hour curve at twice the speed. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Former President Bill Clinton is going to be creating a book with a very well-known fiction author. Here's more on the story from Mark Mayfield.
Clinton and best-selling author James Patterson are working on the former president's first novel, The President Is Missing. Clinton is a fan of thrillers and mysteries and said he's been a fan of Patterson for a long time. In a statement, Clinton said working on the novel about a sitting president has been a lot of fun. Patterson said Clinton's insight will help them give readers an inside look at what it's like to be president and called working with the former president the highlight of his career. The book is due out in June of 2018.
Phoenix Police Chief Jerry Williams says they've made an arrest in a series of serial shootings throughout the Phoenix area.
The investigative team has found probable cause to arrest 23-year-old Aaron Sacedo for these crimes. Sacedo has been in custody for several weeks after his arrest for the homicide of Raul Romero. And today, Sacedo was rebooked into the Maricopa County Jail for 26 additional felony counts, including multiple counts of homicide, aggravated assault, and drive-by shootings.
Apple is edging closer to becoming the very first trillion-dollar company. Already the world's most valuable company, Apple's market cap passed $800 billion for a while on Monday. By the time the day was over, they'd fallen back under. Apple shares closed up nearly 3%, bringing their market cap to $797.8 billion. This is USA Radio News.
Just going to...
Hello, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to start our 55-plus program in a few minutes. I'm sitting here with Linda Friedman. Say hello, Linda.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, great. Glad you could come on.
Well, thank you for the invitation. I mean, this was fabulous.
Yeah, so... we're going to talk about what it's like to be 70-ish and still in the workforce.
Ish.
Which I think will give the people out there a little insight as to there is hope after 70.
Absolutely.
So, but before, we're going to go into a few paid commercials, but very first thing they want me to do is the weather. So we'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
So, hi, this is Joe Peters once again, and they've asked me to do the weather before we get started. So, today, if Sunday was the 7th, it's Tuesday the 9th, and it's the 9th of May for anybody who's listening way out in the future. And we're going to be going through our 55-plus show, but we're sitting here in Clinton, New Jersey. The weather is 63 degrees and cool. It's unseasonable, but it's sort of going to get warmer as the week goes on. About a weekend, we should be back to normal 70s at least, which is for May is pretty good. It's a little overcast. Tomorrow's going to be mostly sunny and 66. Thursday, a repeat. Friday, touch of rain, 63. Saturday, touch of rain, 61, and that's the front that brings the warm weather in, and by Sunday, Monday, it should be back up. So,
lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So, hi, this is Joe Peters back, and I've got Linda Friedman. Linda, say hello again.
Hi there.
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
So good.
I don't like earphones on. I always just listen up front to make sure they're working. You can feel free to keep
those on. Nope, I'm good.
So this is our 55-plus segment. I do real estate across Hunter and Somerset County. My tagline is I help people achieve their goals and dreams. And I do that just by selling a couple dozen houses a year and helping people get rid of the one they don't want and find the one they do want. It's mm-hmm. easy as that. A little more details and whatever, but that's what I do. And I'm currently doing about 50-50 between Hunterdon and Somerset County, but the higher end of Hunterdon is slipping, so I'm doing a little more in the end of in Somerset just to make up for it.
Yes.
So Linda is with Performance Leadership.
That's Dave White.
That's Dave.
White, yes. He's Performance Leadership, and I really want to give him a shout-out because he's working hard and doing a great job.
I had a one-on-one with him the other day. Learned a lot about
yes.
him. Very interesting.
Yes, very interesting. I have a company called Advanta Strategies
okay.
because having a strategy is your advantage.
Very good.
And there's every once in a while there's something that comes with you as a person,
right.
something that's hardwired. And strategic planning is hardwired in my system, which means I can almost look around the corner. I can't quite see around the corner,
right.
but I can look and peek and just see a little bit. If you're doing X, Y, and Z,
yep.
this is what's probably going to happen.
And sometimes it's intuitive.
Yes, absolutely.
I know,
absolutely.
We were talking a little offline. I've been in the process of moving my business a little to the east. I'm doing both Warren Township, which is like exit 36,
mm-hmm.
and to the north of there is Bernard's and Basking Ridge. I was over there this morning. And my gut feel is that our high-end business is going to continue to diminish here, the over $600,000 houses.
Yes.
And it's going to pick up to the east, which is where people really want to live. They came
yes.
here because of the bucolic lifestyle, but
yes.
there's no work here, and most people just don't want to commute this far. They're saying, we used to say Route 31 was an imaginary line. Now it's sort of Route 287.
Yes. It's not so imaginary.
No, it's not.
It really isn't.
I know we're selling four, five, six houses over 600,000, all agents. We used to sell several dozen a month. So
yes.
It's going to continue to diminish. There's still a market. I moved two people into 700s this year, and so there is a market. One actually bought a 9 that fell through, and then we wound up buying a 7. There's still a market, but there's not the market that it once was. So I have to earn a living. I have this funny habit of eating. And
it's a terrible
yeah. So I need to go out there and the focus of today's show is that we're both 70-plus. We discovered that in a conversation the other
yes.
day. And I said, I do this 55-plus show. Why don't we talk to people about how we got to where we're at and what we're doing today? I'll start off. I mean, my background was always in retail. I grew up in retail, in IT, and I was the IT director for several prominent retailers, the most
Uh-oh.
Famous one probably being Macy's Herald Square. I actually
yes.
was director of IT for Macy's Herald Square. Well, did all their applications, all their systems programming. And then somewhere about my halftime of life, I decided I wanted to be sales. I didn't want to be hands-on. And I got into a technical position through the years, selling back to retail vertical. And I actually
wow.
was selling to my own position. So, and I did it for two very large companies at the end, both Oracle Retail and SAP Retail. I was the strategic account manager. But somewhere in the middle of the 60s, somebody spotted these gray things on my head. They never told
oh.
me about them. But it was getting harder and harder to find a job. And I sort of segued into real estate because I'd always loved doing it as an investor. And now I'm doing it full time. I've sort of burnt the ships. I'm not going backwards. I'd get a job. I'd go back to work. I'd come back. My pipeline would be gone.
Right.
So it's hard to serve two masters. You could.
It is.
So I've now dedicated the last 7 years to real estate and do a couple of dozen houses a year. And I love working with people, no matter whether they're first-time buyers, trade-ups, right-sizers, or 55-pluses who are typically trying to find.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually a little right-sizing. And they may be in the right town but in the wrong house for their
yes.
physical age. And I do it with Weichert out of Clinton. And I've been there probably about 13 years. Love it.
Wow.
Love helping people.
Wow.
You know, I started part-time with them. They didn't know that. I told them I was full-time, but I was on the West Coast half the time. But at this point, as I said, I'm developing my business a little further to the east because although we still have a robust business in Hunterdon County, and I doubt that I will ever leave Hunterdon County, I love it here, I'm finding it's harder and harder to earn a living in Hunterdon County by selling real estate
yes.
at the higher end. So I said, you know, if I just took those same 24 units I sold last year and sold them in Somerset County, I could almost double my income.
Yes.
So why not? Like the man
exactly.
said, that's where the money's at. Why do you rob banks? Well,
that's
why
right.
do I go to Somerset? So tell us a little about your background.
Oh, my background is quite varied. I have a degree in art education, but wow. before that, I have a degree from FIT in interior design.
Really?
And you grow up. And so I grew up and grew into doing interior design in the corporate world.
Okay.
And the reason I did was because I can't decorate myself out of a brown paper bag. What I can do is plan and move and facilitate an engineer of maybe 50 to 100 people on a weekend.
Okay.
And that's what our design business was. And we retired from that, having taken it from my cellar. My cellar, when I started the business, had Big Bird painted on some of the cinder block and moved it ultimately into the building I own now on 33 Ruppel Road. And
okay.
we built it up to seven figures and then retired from that about 2000.
Okay.
From that point in time, we went out to State College, and then I was free. I was officially retired.
Right.
Officially, you know. And you lose your mind when you do that.
Yep.
And so I lost my mind. And how did I find my mind back? I wound up doing two things that were I had just never done before. One was to take voice lessons. And I didn't take opera lessons or professional voice lessons. I took them from a guy named Richard Beaver, who does musicals, and he taught me how to belt a song. And within 3 months, he had me on stage at Penn State University
wow.
with a bunch of professionals, and it was absolutely awesome. But I also went back to playing the piano.
Okay.
And I took piano lessons from him, and that gave me my mind back. As I was practicing, I could feel the neurons saying, oh, you know, let's charge those up. So that was exciting. And the other part was that I found some friends in Rotary. Now, my husband had been a Rotarian.
Okay.
But he was going to school at Penn State. He was taking a second degree in astrophysics.
Wow.
I was just hanging out. So two things happened. I joined Rotary and met some fabulous people out there. And I also joined Toastmasters, which led me into the opportunity to do work with Penn State doing workshops. And as a result of that, when Penn State says, those workshops that you wrote are really ours,
oh.
I said, oh, really? Oh, this isn't going to work too much. And so that's when I started Adventist Strategies doing workshops.
Okay.
And Penn State ultimately about 2 years ago changed their requirement, and I've been doing workshops for Penn State now, primarily creativity workshops.
Okay.
Because that really is my strength in bringing new ways to think, new ways to approach problems, new solutions, potential solutions to problems.
So you're actually teaching at Penn State through
well,
workshops?
You don't teach. I'm not a teacher, and
okay.
I'm not a professor
at Penn
State. Well, one of the things I did do, I was a professor at Centenary College when they had their interior design program.
Okay.
That was sort of an interim gig. But at Penn State, the workshops I were doing was for the staff.
Okay.
So it wasn't for the students. It was a staff enrichment program because they wanted their staff to spread out. And Penn State requires their staff to each take X amount of credits a year in order to maintain their position.
That's interesting. Even as a realtor now, you have to take 12 credits every 2 years. And they're credited courses that we teach. I'm involved in the Hunter and Somerset board. I'm on the board, and I head their education. And we have some fun doing it. The classes, I tell people as they're joining it, don't wait to the last 3 months and try to get all your credits. Look once a month what's coming up. And it's always like there's new rules for septic. There's new rules for oil tanks.
There's always new
rules. Keeping up with the new rules in your 12, it's a fun thing. You should have too many credits, not too little.
And exactly.
I've always been, education has just always been one of those, it has to keep going. If it doesn't, you're going to atrophy yourself.
That's absolutely.
So I'm forever, coming from a technical background, I say I can still talk the talk, but I no longer can walk the walk. So I can think out what I want to do, and then I go find somebody like Kate Roa, who's working with me, and say, Kate, here's what I want to do. Give me a price. And it's like going to a doctor and saying, my knee hurts. I don't know how to fix my knee, but you do. Tell me what I have to do. Give me a price, and we'll set up a project and get it done.
Exactly. Exactly.
So people, even in my agency, we have 108 agents out of Weikert and Clinton, and the boss says 30 of them are on a milk carton somewhere. I don't know. We've got people who sell one or two houses a year. But we have about 70 active agents. And those are people that, for the most part, are very successful in some instances and only sell two or three houses. They're housewives that came back to work. And I don't mean that to be an anti-feminist thing, but that's what it is.
Yes.
And then I've got people like me who are like second tier. I'm one of the top 10 agents in the office, but we have people that sell five times what I sell.
Yes.
So in effect, it's a different, they have a whole business set up.
They are driven by a different,
right,
by a different master.
Usually they're a little younger too.
Yeah, well, that also helps.
I enjoy my, we're going to Europe for 3 weeks at the end of the summer. I go to the Keys. I need my time. So what I do is I get my business rolling and I hire people to work for me.
Nice.
And for $15 an hour, you can buy a lot of skill in this economy.
Yes.
And why should I be out setting up new houses as they come on the market? I have a fellow who does that for me, and he knows what I want, and we work well. I don't keep track of his time. I just pay him at the end of each week. And some weeks he does nothing, and other weeks he probably does twice the hours, and it works. So here we are, two people in their 70s, early 70s. And we're trying not to tell you where in the 70s.
We're not going to talk about that. As we talked on the phone, it's a lot easier for a guy to be mature and have gray hair and look sophisticated and wise and and very handsome.
She's not talking about me.
Oh, well, yeah. However, I am. But a woman, it's much more difficult.
I can imagine.
You know, so it's just an interesting process. I believe that women need to engage you in conversation and be interesting and interested.
Yep.
And then maybe people won't look at the gray hair I've got covered up and the, and the wrinkles that I'm hiding behind my glasses.
Well, the other thing I find is one of the things I was able to do as I became a senior salesman and then a consultant at the end because I wanted a younger image on the front line is I was always surrounded by young talent. So we did in 99 and 2000, I commuted to Austin, Texas, during the .com. I got hired for stock options by a company down there. I won't mention the name. It's gone, long gone. But it was a fabulous 15 months, 18 months I was with them. We took that company from 900 to 2,300 employees in 18 months, and 18 months later it was gone. So it was .com, .bomb.
Yes.
But we, for every nine people with the tattoos and earrings, they needed one old fart to lead them in a direction, and that was me.
Yes.
So what I was doing was strategic sales for the retail vertical. Once again, I always revert back to retail somehow because that's where my
strengths are.
Yeah, and it was fun, and I got to be with this. I mean, this company in a .com, we had putting ranges and beanbag chairs and pool tables and all the food we had for every 25 or 50 people. We had this cluster And that cluster had a fully stocked kitchen, mm-hmm. and this kitchen contained beer and wine. They wanted you to come in at 7 in the morning and not leave till you were ready to go home and go to sleep.
Right.
And during that time, they had concierge services to take care of your dry cleaning. They had babysitting services. They had everything because they were competing with Michael Dell and his Dellionaires, and we had to attract the engineers. It was a fabulous time.
Yes.
And
some of those places had beds above the workstations.
Right. They didn't go home.
Yeah, they just stayed overnight.
So I'm looking at what we're doing here in Hunterdon County, and one of the things, we just did a hackathon, and they took us through the feed mill building, mm-hmm. and I was amazed in that feed mill. I felt like I was back in Austin, Texas. There were two young thinking. So I guess my point was I sort of surrounded through necessity myself with young thinking people,
yes.
and they kept me thinking young, and I think that helped me
a little
bit.
Well, you know, that's true. When I went out to Penn State, all you see are people who are in their 20s.
Okay.
You know, there are a couple of old people hanging around. They're PhDs.
Right.
Their heads are down. They're wandering through town. But it's the young people, and you start thinking that you look like that.
Yeah.
And then you find someone that looks like you, and you think, I don't want to be here with all these old people.
Yeah.
Because you forget you're old. And
you do.
You really do. And part of the joy of being out at Penn State and Richard Beaver and all the theater was that all these people were... Richard was 40 years old, and all my friends wound up being in the 40-year-old category.
Wow.
And I learned, I had my first computer back in 1982, 83. So I knew how to use computers, but these guys just brought all these wonderful opportunities
right.
with them. Amazing stuff. Absolutely amazing.
It was interesting that you said what you just said, because we had maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago in the office, everybody says, Joe, you're in the conference room. And they said, that guy looks just like you. I thought it was you. And it was a customer. And I went in and introduced myself, and I said, everybody says they look, and I didn't think you looked anything like me. But then after I thought about it and what they're seeing, I'm saying, I guess I do look like that. And he thought I was nuts. Okay. but it was... It was an aha moment, because you don't think about your age when you're fully occupied.
I got up
this morning. I left the house at 6:45. It's now 5 o'clock,
right.
4 o'clock, something, 4:30. And I'm going to a reduce your carbs class afterwards. And then I probably work on a phone for a couple of hours and put in around 9 o'clock.
Wow. And I'm doing a practice your pitch program tonight at 7:30 at 33 Ruppel Road, if anyone is listening who'd like to join us. It goes from 7 to 8:30. And tonight we're focusing on the variables of your message, because it can't be the same all the time.
Right.
Especially if you're giving it to the same people all the time. What are those 7 other opportunities in terms of changing your pitch? Because words do matter.
Yes.
What you say hits home.
Linda,
so that's what we're focusing on tonight.
Linda did mention that she owns a shared space where you can come in and rent an office or a whole suite. And it's up behind the Clinton Diner, off of exit, I guess.
13.
15, 13, okay.
Exit 13. You just go right past the diner and take the first left in the first left. I do have one office open. We have a few people occupying the space full time. And I do rent out the conference room as well as the open workshop space for people who just need it for a couple of hours. And that's an interesting part of that building, because the variety of people that are using it.
Right.
Everything from business to healthcare to life coaching. It's just an amazing combination.
I know I've come to a couple of your sessions and not enough of them, but it was always exhilarating. I first met David Wright.
Yes.
David got up, and I just did a one-on-one with him finally after knowing him 2 years. He's amazing.
But
he got up, and I could say this guy's been professionally trained. He spoke for 45 minutes about looking at his notes, and he held everybody's attention. And we've got other trainers that sell themselves that are sort of reading a paragraph ahead of you while they're doing it, and I just can't stand that. I feel like I'm being cheated. David was amazing. So Linda, several times a month, runs a workshop for this Hunterdon Chamber, and we get, I don't know, I've been there when there's been 7 or 8 people. I've been there when there's been 2 or 3.
And it it's a roller coaster ride. You just never know who's going to show up right. or what's going to happen. So I'm there, and we do it on the second Tuesday evening from 7 to 8:30. And then I decided to try practice your pitch in the morning for those people who have the opportunity to be off. And that's on the fourth Thursday morning. And that goes from 9 to about 10:30.
Well, great.
So, and that's been an interesting process.
We're going to go to a few more paid commercials, and we'll be right back.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
So that was Toni Clark just doing that last advertisement. She's very active in the chambers as well. And my advertisement was played earlier, and we'll close the show with it. So sitting here talking to Linda Friedman once again, and offline we were talking about, and that's what sort of the chamber is good for. It's like a rotary. We get to meet each other. We have two or three what we call leads groups where people can come and join and talk to each other. You get up and do a little spiel for 30 seconds. Everyone knows who you are. And then you get to do a two-minute spiel at the table you're sitting at later in the thing. And it's good. But, for instance, I'm involved in real estate, and we're always looking for subject matter experts at the chamber, the 100 in Somerset Board of Realtors, which takes all the realtors in the two counties, and there's about 2,250 of them, and we offer courses. And then the courses can be just informational, or they can be accredited, and we have mandatory accredited courses. We have to take 12 credits every 2 years as a realtor. So you need 6 mandatory and 6 electives. So
That's very much like interior designers in the state of New Jersey are licensed, and you have to take X number of credits.
So I was thinking about this earlier. There's a fellow who runs our Garden State MLS subcommittee there, and he's a really young thinking guy, and he was talking about the YPN committee. And I said, what is that all? He says, it's Young Professional Network. And I said, well, would somebody like me be able to come to a session? He says, no, everybody's entitled. And he says, the way you think, you probably should be running the damn thing. Well, that was a pretty nice comment.
That was a very nice compliment.
But we've since then changed it to young thinking professionals so that people...
That is, I think that really makes sense.
Yeah. We actually did this year a safety year for the National Board of Realtors. And so we did a course on theory. We did a course on hands-on, what if somebody grabs you, what do you do? And we did a tactical training course, which is actually get out and shoot a gun.
Yes.
You know, everything's elective. You didn't have to take any of them.
But we want to really have a fourth course, and we're going to repeat it later in the year, which is let's go to the gym for a couple of hours and have somebody physically grab you and show you how to get out of that.
Yes.
And you read about these poor realtors. You put on a show as a realtor. You drive a nice car. You try to look as a woman like you're still in high school.
That's right.
And they get preyed upon, and they need to know how to defend themselves.
How do you manage that? And actually, you have to practice it. So if someone does approach you and you need to wrestle out of it and you've taken that course, but you haven't been back to sort of brush up.
Right.
It's like not just, never taking a course.
This guy came in a kung fu outfit, took his shoes off, he was in his bare feet, and he was a guy in his 70s, another guy, came all the way up from South Jersey, and he said, ladies, what happens if a man grabs you and he's after your purse? And they're blank stares. He said, what you're going to do is you're going to throw the purse 30 feet behind him. You're going to smack him in the nose with this part of your hand because you can't break it, and you're going to go 30 feet that way. He's going to go after the pocketbook. He's probably not going to go anywhere because you probably broke his nose. He had, I would say, women who were very diminutive, I would say 100, 120 pounds, breaking boards with their bare hands by the end of the class. It was amazing how he got people into that class. And I know I took one where they held your wrist in front of the class. And they said, if somebody holds your wrist, what do you do? Well, first of all, this is the weak point between the thumb and the finger. You break out of that. I would have never thought of that.
Yes.
And at the end of the class, the guy got dressed, and he grabbed everybody. And you had to break loose in front of your peers. Now, if you don't think your heart was racing, it was like, oh,
wow.
It was an adrenaline rush.
Yes.
So that's what we're trying to do. And the subject matter of the show is there's still a lot to do when you're 70.
A lot to do. I mean, the world out there is even more attractive and interesting today than it was back in the day. I'm reading The Thunderbolt Kid, which is a book about memoirs. I'm a member of a book club. Memoirs of the 50s and 60s. It's like running around the merry-go-round again and again.
That's fun.
But it reminds me how far we've come. Really, how far we've come.
Really, just technology-wise, it's amazing. I went to one of our people, Wayne Hampton.
Yes.
He's always at the meeting. He spoke up about 2 months ago and said, I had this thing coming up. It's an Eagle Scout event, and I just owed Wayne a favor. I said, I'll be there. Okay? Never read what he was talking about. The speaker was James Lovell, the captain from Apollo 13.
Wow.
He was 89 years old. He held us on the edge of our seat for an hour. He was showing pictures. He showed the 4 points where he thought they were dead. It was and that's what Apollo 13, a Tom Hanks movie, was built.
Yes.
I need to go watch that again. But I was texting my son, and my son, who's 50 years old, said, Pop, salute him for me. Salute him for me.
Yes.
And I'm saying, okay, so they had autographed books. They're having a silent auction. I figured I'd buy them, but I got outbid. So I went to Amazon, bought one for $10 instead of $100. But another example of how somebody hasn't stopped.
That's right. Because why should he?
Why should he is right.
And to what benefit? You know, you were talking before about you would love to have be recognized, be understood, contribute to Hunterdon County before you leave this earth. You're not going to contribute it sitting at home watching television.
Nope.
You have to get out there, be involved with the community, find out what's needed, and if you can contribute in any way. And some days it's only a smile or just listen to someone speaking who needs to be heard. And
I'll
that's quite a contribution.
In the Somerset Chamber, which I also belong to, I belong to about 4 chambers right now across Hunterdon and Somerset. We have a woman who teaches culture. And she would get up in front, she'd talk about a subject, and she'd say, here's if the Indian culture thinks about it, here's how the Asian culture, here's how the European think about it, here's how the South Americans think about it, here's how the typical Spanish culture thinks about it. And I said to her, I can't keep this all straight. Could we just take all the subjects and talk about the Indian culture and then do the same thing about the next culture? So that's what we're doing. And she has come on my show, and we got to talking about it. And she was on a 55-plus show. It's one of my old recordings. And she had me in tears because she said, what happens when Grandma comes into the room? You get Grandma, it's a family party, it's somebody's birthday or anniversary. You get Grandma a glass of soda and a piece of cake, and you stick her in the corner.
Right.
I said, now, if you're a grandma, what you need to do is get out of the corner and get back into the party.
That's right.
Because there's no reason you should be.
No reason whatsoever.
She said something that I will never forget. And she says, the next time you see somebody in the cashier at the register with green hair and body piercing and two tattoos, instead of curling your nose, say, that's an interesting tattoo. What does it represent? And
yes.
Start a conversation.
Yes.
And I've started doing this, and it's amazing how well the conversations go.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. In other words, don't be disdained by what you're saying.
Right.
Say, okay, different folks, different strokes. Let's sort of embrace and understand.
Right.
Rather than say, why did you get a tattoo? He said, tell me what tattoo's all about.
Exactly, because each one has a meaning.
Yes.
Each one was there for a purpose.
I came out of the only place you can in Hunterdon County get a Bialy is next to King's. It's a little shop.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless you're from New York, you probably don't know what a Bialy is. I'm not from New York. I just worked there for 23 years.
Well, I say you know what a Bialy is.
So I'm coming out of the shop. It's a little bagel shop right next to King's in the White House Station. And this black girl was coming out. I was going in, and I said, wow, what a great smile. And she says, you just made my day. And she did have a great smile.
Yes.
And walking through the parking lot and say hello to people or say, I love little kids. I don't want any more. I can't have any more, thank God. But I love watching people of little kids.
Yes.
Because I said, I remember I have five children. I did that once.
Yes.
And it was, I wouldn't say fun, but I never forgot it. And when I see somebody else going through it, I say, stop and enjoy it, because it's going to be over before you know.
In a heartbeat, in a heartbeat. When we were out in State College, before I went to State College, we closed our business, which was corporate,
okay.
And I swore I lost my sense of humor. So I went to clown school.
So
when I came back home here, when I went out into State College, we created what's called Happy Valley Alley. And they were about five or six of us clowns who would go into the hospital. And you never really went into the hospital alone as a clown, because there are two people that need to be kept healthy, the patient as well as the entertainers.
Right.
And there was this one gentleman, I went into his room with my partner behind me, and he just started talking. And he said, well, you know, they were talking to me, and my son said this, and, you know, the minister said that. And he said, but, you know, I really don't believe them. And he just kept talking to me as the clown.
Wow.
Because I had no relationship.
Right.
I had no personality that he needed to be offended by. Yep. I was just white-faced. And when I looked down as he was talking, I realized he had more wires and tubes connected to him than you could possibly imagine. But he needed somebody to listen.
Yes.
And so that was one of my more heartfelt.
Well, Bob
things.
Wise, who runs the medical center, was
mm-hmm.
at Linda Bryan, who heads our seniors division. And
mm-hmm.
it was a tribute to her life, and it was really a really well-done tribute. But Bob Wise got up and said some really nice things about Linda, but he said, think about it. By the year 2032, life expectancy will be 110.
Yes.
And he said, for every year you live, not your life, but life expectancy goes up a year and a quarter. So if it happened to you, you'd never die, and that's a decision you want to think about all on your own.
That's right.
But I said, that's amazing. So we're going to live to 110. That's what's screwing up Social Security and
yes.
medical expenses
yes.
and China and half the world, because we're not having the children from the bottom up to feed the way we should.
That's
the way
right.
we grew up with. But think about it. It's not like, okay, I'm 70, I'm bored, I'm watching Johnny Carson reruns. There's things to do.
There are things to do, and those things need to be paid for.
Right.
And therefore, 65 is not going to be the mandatory
Absolutely.
Retirement age.
No.
And now in some cases it's 70. It's going to be pushing 75 and 80 shortly.
You're absolutely correct. I know, and there's no sense to take your Social Security early, because Social Security
right.
is one of the benefits that compounds at 8% a year. So
yes.
if you don't take it between 62 and 70, it almost doubles.
Yes.
And if you don't need it, people say, oh, I earned it, I want it. It's like, well, if you don't need it, don't touch it.
That's right.
Granted, if you die before you get the 70, but you're probably not going to
right.
in this economy or environment. But people, they think they're at retirement age. They hear they're at retirement age. It's like Seinfeld says, you're 65, you got to go to Florida. It's the law.
Right. It's There's like, an entitlement to 65 Florida.
Right.
That's what people do.
So I think from my last couple of years after going from Leadership 100 and talking to most of the people in prominent positions around the county, both in social services and other, I learned a couple of things. First, I talked to
Bonnie Duncan?
No,
at
she
United
runs,
Way?
I'm going to have a senior moment here. United Way.
Bonnie Duncan. Yes.
I didn't hear the Duncan. And I said to her, what can United Way do for seniors? She says, you're thinking backwards. What can seniors do for United Way?
Yes.
We not only want to get them involved, we want to get them contributing, because a lot of them have no place to leave the money, and this is a good place for them to get involved with. And she said, we have things like helping prepare income taxes, helping do other things. I went in thinking up and down. I came out thinking side to side.
She is amazing. And the thing that I was most impressed with, Bonnie, was that in order for United Way of Hunterdon County, and I do not know how widespread this is, but in order for you as a not-for-profit to receive money from United Way, you have to take her leadership course.
Interesting.
Which reminds you that you have a fiduciary responsibility, that there is a way of being a leader in the community for your not-for-profit. And United Way is not interested in giving you money. They are not the community chest.
Yep.
They are looking for outcomes. If I give you X amount of dollars, what can I expect back that is going to improve the economy?
I'm actually taking a picture.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get a picture of everybody while they're here.
You're going to have quite a wall. You know.
The other thing that I got involved with in the last year was the 100 Helpline. Another good example of how you can get involved.
Yes.
The 100 Helpline is always looking for members on their board. It's a totally charity-driven organization. Every call that comes into 100 Helpline goes into project management, and it's not like we tell you, oh, you need to call this number. They have 1,500 solutions, and they plug you into the solution, and then they follow up to make sure that that solution solved your problem.
Yes.
So whether you're 16 and pregnant or 90 years old and know how to pay the electric bill, they can help you get it done. Susan Lax, who runs it, is an amazing person. Her whole heart is in this thing. She's actually gone out and slept on the sidewalks with the homeless in Hunterdon County to understand what the situation is here. And it's more than I've ever done or thought about doing. You could help them go visit people once a week or a month or a year. You could help them do charity things. I'm going to have in June, because we toasted this guy, Dave Bird, come on, from Lambertville. Dave has volunteered for more things that it almost took 20 minutes to tell the big things he had volunteered for. And he was sitting right next to me. And I said, so Dave, what do you do in your spare time?
Yes.
Just laugh. He's going to come on in June and talk about volunteerism.
Yes.
So maybe it's not going to pay you any money. Maybe you don't need the money. You just need something to do. Get involved in Hunterdon County. It's
absolutely
a great county. I've
fabulous.
Had the county clerk come on and talk. I mean, she's fabulous about what the county clerk's office. You could go into that clerk's office and look things up for people. We've had the surrogate come on and talk. We've had, there's a split.
Have you had anyone from CASA Court appointed student? I don't know what the A means. But it's an organization that provides the student who's going through school with one person as his contact, so that he deals with the teacher, he deals with his counselor. He needs to deal with a lawyer because there are family issues.
Right.
He also perhaps has a psychologist that he's dealing with, a medical doctor. This is one person that makes sure that everybody's doing their job for this one kid so he doesn't fall through the cracks.
So he's like an ombudsman to that kid so that he knows where to go and who he should be to. That's a wonderful.
And
I love that.
Tracy Heisler, H-E-I-S-L-E-R, is the director.
Okay.
And in fact, she's using 100 in Shared Space for her training program in June.
Do an introduction. I'll definitely have her on. I'd like to get there.
I'd be happy to do that.
Beautiful. And everybody I bring on, for instance, I had Phil Gaynor, the mayor of Flemington, came on. We talked about the project that's going here. We were pointing at the buildings across the street and whatever. And he called me up afterwards. He says, Joe, do you know we have an Olympic athlete in training? And I didn't. We have Kimmy Getz. Now there's a banner right across Main Street. But there was I had her mom come on. We had a fundraiser for her over at, I guess it was Fridays, of a couple of weeks back.
Yes.
There's so many interesting things going on. So what my message to those who are listening to this either today or in the future is you don't have to be bored to death, and you don't have to watch the Johnny Carson rerun for the 15th time. There's a lot to do in Hunterdon County. And these two people, I'm out working 50, 60 hours a week in my early 70s, selling real estate, not making a bad buck at it, as a matter of fact. And I managed to go about 5 or 6 weeks a year on vacation. So I said, we're going back to Europe, doing a World War II of England, Normandy, Berlin.
Oh, what a wonderful trip. Oh, what a wonderful trip.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's life.
There is life. And for those people who think that, well, everything's going to cost money, there are a lot of not cost money things to do in the community. They're right there waiting for you.
Life has changed. I mean, what Jeff Otto, you see him on TV, but you know his name. He's a real estate specialist for Central New Jersey. He said the three things that have changed us the most are, and he said we're going to see more of this, Match.com, 33% of all marriages come through a dating service. Uber, nobody calls a cab. You call Uber.
That's right.
And Airbnb. The last time I was in Paris, I paid $404 a night plus tax for a dinky little room. It was a nice hotel, but it was a dinky little room. It was a European-style room. And we met a couple in their 20s at dinner, and they were showing us pictures of this flat they had rented for Airbnb for $150.
Right.
So here we are. We're going back to Europe. I'm doing the whole 19 nights on Airbnb.
Yes.
And I am in some really nice places for $50 a night.
My sister did the same thing in Ireland. She was going there for a conference, and she had a couple of days beforehand.
Yep.
The gentleman that rented her his flat was a financial planner who said, well, for an extra $15, I'll pick you up at the airport.
Wow.
So he picked her up at the airport, said, this is yours. I'm going to be gone for 2 days, but I'll be back the last day with my two kids. The bar is yours. Whatever you need, take it.
That's amazing.
It was fabulous.
So the message is there's lots to do in Hunterdon. There's lots to do in the world, and the world is changing very dramatically, very quickly. Things that we held dear are sometimes not as dear as they used to be, and there's a whole bunch of new stuff. Like, watch what's happening between Amazon and Tesla. I wish I bought both of those stocks a couple of years ago.
Absolutely.
Tesla is going to have the world in its hand at some point in time if they ever can break even. They're still losing money.
Yes, well.
But Amazon's a great example of malls aren't malls anymore. They're experiences. And we talked about this at the Somerset County. They have restaurants. They have fun things to do. People don't go there to shop. They go there to have an experience.
That's
and while
right.
they're there, there's some stores, so they do some shopping.
It's to have a conversation because I think we're so addicted to our computers that we don't have those one-on-one conversations. And we can go to a mall on the excuse to, I need to shop. But we meet friends. We meet people we know.
Right.
It's like the old downtown.
Have a cup of coffee. You know, I think the Borders and the Starbucks came about because people worked in their offices in the 90s and homes, and they needed a place to go.
Yes.
Now it's almost, we took, in the 20s, Henry Ford took everybody out of their cottage industries and put them to work in a factory.
Yes.
In the 80s, we started laying them off and sent them all back home, and they found cottage industries to work out of their home. They're not so much a tinsmith anymore, but they may be, in my case, a real estate agent. I work out of my home. I can't do business out of my home, but I work out of my home. And it may be somebody in your position to help people sort things out strategically in life.
I started my business in my home. House and spouse were my financial base.
Wow.
So Everybody can do this.
You don't need an office. You don't need to spend a lot of money.
That's right.
You've got some skills.
And you don't need to spend the dollars on marketing that you used to, because you can use Facebook and LinkedIn and create a database for yourself of email contacts.
Well, the world is your oyster, as they say. I've been talking to Linda Friedman for the last 45 minutes. Linda, if somebody would like to talk to you one-on-one, how would they get a hold of you?
Oh, you could contact me at Linda@AdvantaStrategies, AdvantaStrategies.com. I would love to chat with you.
Great. Is there a phone number?
The phone number I have is a little funky because I brought it with me from State College. So it's 814-360-1950. But it's my cell phone, and it travels with me as all our cell phones travel with us these days. And, of course, there's AdvantaStrategies.com. Go on the website and take a little tour, or 100inshared space.com. Take a look at the building. You might need a conference room, and give me a buzz.
And my name is Joe Peters. I'm going to play my commercial as we end here, but it's been fun talking to Linda, and I encourage you, if you want to know more, give either one of us a call. We'd love to work with you. I talk to people all day long, and one of the things that you'll find as you get out and start talking to other people in the community is if you have a specialty, it will come to the top, and there is a need for that specialty.
Yes.
And if you'd like to go earn a few bucks, there's probably a way that you can do it.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be retired because somebody laid you off because the company downsized.
That's the type of people that I help, the people that are getting started and say, what do I do? What do I say? How do I move forward? Let me help you. I'll be happy to do that.
Great. And I've got other constituents that are helping veterans. Kate Roa helps veterans get back on their feet and write their resume and actually grow food and give it to them. I'm introduced to her, a veterans attorney over in Somerset County who does nothing. She's been on. She's the most re-listened to show I've got. And she does nothing but help veterans get owed veterans benefits. And they'll go all the way back to the Vietnam. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the invitation.
Because we probably just scratched the surface.
Oh, we did just scratch the surface.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
What are we doing to achieve the goals that you are asking about? How do we actually, how do we win?
White House spokesman Sean Spicer responding to a reporter question regarding the Trump administration considering new actions in Afghanistan. Spicer said it's about protecting the U.S. and our allies.
We need to fully eliminate